The Palestinian Authority has recently stepped up its campaign against the Israeli settlements by organizing a boycott of the settler-made products. The PA campaign, launched in November 2009, came after a couple of unlucky attempts by some public committees to promote the Palestinian local products. Palestinian studies estimate that the annual sale of Israel-run companies' products in the West Bank stands at about $500 million, ranging from construction materials to nuts. But the PA officials have come to realize that their economic reliance is indirectly supporting the expansion of settlements.
If we want an independent state, we have to work an independent national economy. The much we consume the Israeli products, the more we fund the occupation.
Israeli products, including those made in settlements, are commonplace in the West Bank, either for lack of a Palestinian-made alternative or because customers prefer them to local goods. The caretaker Prime Minister Salam Fayyad vowed to clear up the Palestinian market from the Israeli products by the end of 2010 and compensate the Palestinian merchants who obey the instruction.
The Palestinian Ministry of Economy has assigned a specialized committee to study the Palestinian markets and come out with an economic plan. The committee will also control the funds needed to promote the local products.
Caretaker Prime Minister Salam Fayyad announced recently that the Palestinian Authority will deposit $150,000 every month into the campaign's fund.
The campaign targets over 50 products. Customs officers can seize merchandise already on the shelves of Palestinian shops. They can prove it is settler-made.
One of the Israeli companies that produce dairy products pumps a quarter of its profit into the Israeli army fund. We have to do something right now, otherwise our money will keep pouring into our oppressor's pocket.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the PA's decision a provocative measure, violating the signed agreements between the two sides. An economic treaty signed in Paris between Israel and the Palestinians in 1994 stipulated that the PA has to purchase products made in Israel. The treaty did not refer to products made in Israeli settlements.
The Paris Treaty doesn't imply that we have to stay dependent on the Israeli products forever. The agreement was signed amid certain circumstances where Palestinians had no economy at all. But now we have a fairly good atmosphere for local investment in the West Bank, despite the occupation.
Palestinian officials believe Israel broke the Paris Treaty by building the settlements in the West Bank, which damaged the Palestinian economy. The Israeli settlements are considered illegal under all international conventions. Israel imposes extremely high restrictions on the Palestinian production and trade. The Israeli authorities prevent the entry of Palestinian goods into Israel. Experts believe that the campaign is only the beginning of a long path for the PA because it now needs to fill the market with Palestinian products. People on the street have their own accounts of the campaign.
I support the Palestinian products, but I still prefer to buy some Israeli products. Sometimes there are no Palestinian alternatives for some kinds of medicine.
I buy only Palestinian products. My husband works at a Palestinian medicine factory, and he does not let any Israeli product into our house.
There is yet another issue to be considered, as the Palestinian Authority has to find a way to take out the Palestinian labor force from the Israeli settlements. According to the Palestinian Statistic Bureau, the number of Palestinians who work in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds has reached 14.5% of the total Palestinian labor force in the West Bank.
The Palestinian Authority has to grapple with a lot of problems to clean up the Palestinian markets from Israeli settlements products, mainly because of the geographical proximity of the West Bank to these settlements. Sara Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.